This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Way to drive, and that ball is absolutely rocked.
Well, here we are.
Derek Piper here. Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee.
Let's go for a little ride.
Hello, everybody. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper. I want to sit here and act like I've been gone for years, but I only missed one show.
Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was able to head out to Arizona, see my son. That was the best part of a trip that was horrible. And I'll get into that later as we go along. It was my trip had a crash ending today. Luckily, not the plane. But just an absolute horrific ending that all I could do about was laugh, and you'll understand when I get there. We're going to have McLean Stahl from Game Day Spirit. He's going to be in about 4:15. This Saturday, they have their stadium sale. I know for a lot of us that have lived around this area for a long time, this is a must-do event because you can go, you can get a lot of great deals, a lot of good Illini gear. You got Christmas coming up.
My Christmas Panic Edition shopping trip.
That's exactly
right. Everybody covered.
And don't forget little stocking stuff, too. That's what I always tell people. Like,
socks.
You know, yeah, stuff like that that you can throw in the stocking, and then, of course, the gifts as well. Mikey Dudick will join us at 5:05. Illinois, of course, falls to Northwestern this Saturday, or this past Saturday. Now they wait. Is it Saturday? This coming Saturday? That the
Sunday.
Sunday, okay. And I keep seeing maybe Santa Clara. I keep seeing Pinstripe. I guess I did see a Quick Lane. Did I miss anything yesterday as to where maybe Illinois might go?
I don't think so. I hope the Quick Lane is not the answer.
Take Michigan State, please. I mean, it makes sense, right, for them? Closer to Detroit, it makes sense. So we'll talk about that. Illinois, of course, last night, falls in basketball. I was able to watch that. 27 points down in the first half, Derek. And they come back and make it a game. They lose by two on a last charge. I mean, what's his name? What's the little guard's name?
Chris Likes.
Yeah, Chris Likes just came out on fire. I thought Dan Dockich called it right off the bat. He's like, they're playing with an urgency. Illinois isn't. And Likes just looked great. I mean, he gave them the confidence, I think, for them to just jump out early. And that had to have been a strange feeling watching Illinois at home on a team that you feel like, and I think still could be a really good team, to all of a sudden notice you're down 27. That had to have been a strange thing.
It was shocking. It was embarrassing for Illinois from that perspective, just the fact that it's a big game. You're finally playing a name team, first time since Arizona, a chance to prove something on your home court, on national television, and you had a week to get ready for it, and that you didn't show up. You weren't ready to play, and Miami was able to come in and set the tone, and they have some offensively talented guards. Chris Likes showed you that. Vasiljevic showed you that. And there was just scouting report errors.
Okay.
It looked like Illinois hadn't even seen the scouting report. Vasiljevic was getting open threes. Likes was just destroying Trent Frazier off the dribble. And you essentially let two guys absolutely kill you. Illinois' defense was atrocious. And offensively, through the first 7 or 8 minutes, you were averaging a turnover per minute.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the thing that got my goat. And you know, it's one of those where, I don't know if you saw my Twitter last night, but I literally have worried, for the last 10 years, it seems like teams shoot 80% against us. And I know that 99% of that is defense, that you don't play good defense. You're not hand in the face kind of defense. You're not making them uncomfortable. I know Dockich said that a couple of times last night, to where uncomfortable meaning they're rushing shots. They're panicked in terms of clear lanes to passes. But it did seem like Miami, like I would almost bet, Derek, If I trotted that Miami team out today at State Farm Center with nobody guarding them and said, you're going to take the same exact shots today that you did last night, they would not shoot that well. I'm convinced. I mean, how does a team score 55 against UConn and score almost 55 in the first half against Illinois? I guess you were there. Was it just a matter of, is Lon being an idiot with regards to them throwing in splashing threes from 23, or is it just simply that Illinois just wasn't getting in their face defensively?
I think it's both. I think the fact that you allowed them to get some easy ones early to build some confidence.
That's a good point.
And not be able to take the ball away. And when Likes gets some confidence and he knows that he can come off a ball screen and Trent is trailing him and Kofi's in front of him with space to go, he can go by Kofi, he can shoot the pull up. And if Vasilevich sees a few open looks from three and they go down, all of a sudden those guys hit some really tough shots.
Mm-hmm.
But it was first the way that Illinois was giving it up
that
allowed them to build that confidence. And really, Miami never felt uncomfortable until maybe Chris Likes got in foul trouble in the second half. Other than that, I mean, they're cruising.
That's a great point, Derek. And I think it is true. I mean, I think most of us have played basketball to where if you hit your first couple of shots and they're unguarded, then that rim just keeps getting stronger. That basketball feels more comfortable in your hands. So we will digest a lot more of Illinois and Miami. We'll do that at the next segment. Again, McLean Stahl from Game Day Spirit's going to come in a moment and visit about the stadium sale. Can I tell you guys about my trip? Trevor, are you excited about this?
Hearing about your trip?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not going to make it long because we didn't do anything. So we fly out, or I fly out, Andrew and I fly out to Arizona. The first 2 days, the high was 56 and rain. Now, Derek, you just went out to Arizona, and I'm sure it was, what, 70 to 80 degrees every day?
About 84.
84 every day, which, you know, that'd be perfect for me. I'll take 70, to be honest with you. It was hard to get to 56 the first 2 days with rain. So we get there on Thursday. Lucas had prepared a Thanksgiving meal. Unbelievable. Turkey, potatoes.
He made it?
Noodles, made all of it. I didn't know he had the skill.
Wow.
I'm like, man, you're maturing. And so we eat. We had a good Thursday. So Friday, we head over from the hotel. Andrew and I head over to Lucas's apartment. He's sick. So he spends the entire day in bed. The entire day and night.
This wasn't from his own food?
No, I guess not. No, I think no. He had a fever, you know, it was that kind of stuff. Cough, he couldn't quit coughing. So Andrew and I just make do. Friday, we go to this big arcade called the Main Event. Had a good, you know, good time there. So then we wake up Saturday. We go to El Jefe to watch Illinois. We met Fred Wakefield there. Talked to Brian. Of course, he runs it. So Fred and his wife, Casey. And the whole day, like, Lucas just isn't feeling right. Andrew's starting to not feel right, and I'm like, ugh. And then Illinois football, you know, does their thing against Northwestern. So Sunday morning, or Saturday night then, Andrew gets sick. So now I've got Lucas on the mend, but now Andrew's sick, and he's got the whole flu kind of thing going, right? So then Sunday morning, same deal. Sick as can be. He wants to go to the Arizona Cardinals game. Luckily, I didn't buy tickets yet. So at 10 a.m., we're like, no, we're not going. I get a hold of Lucas. I'm like, Andrew, your brother's sick. Well, he makes a miraculous recovery. So we end up going to the Arizona Cardinals game. They play, and they've been around, I think, since 1890, right in that area. It was one of the 10 worst performances in that franchise history in front of my eyes. So I'm like, well, that's kind of fitting with how this trip is going. This gets better at the end.
Good call on Trev's ticket, by the way. You proved me very, very wrong.
I kept talking about that during the game with Lucas. So then Monday rolls around. It's our last day, right? It's supposed to get 70 degrees. Andrew's still sick. Lucas isn't feeling the best. And there's two guarantees that Lon has in life. You've heard me say it a million times, Trevor. I never get sick. And whenever I travel, the weather is always great. Well, the weather was not great. And I am going to prove to myself whether or not this is true, because today, flying home, Andrew finally feels fine. I didn't see Lucas. We had to be at the airport at 4:30. We're flying home. We get halfway home, and there's a right in front of me, there's two girls, two little, like 8 and 12 years old, and a mom, and the dad is to the side of me, and we're sitting there. I'm talking to the dad. All of a sudden, the wife gets up. She's got some stuff in her hand she's going to throw away, and the daughter gets out into the aisle. The daughter takes one step and is right by me. And pukes three times in the middle of the...
Oh, man.
I am like, what? So, of course, the dad and mom are horrified. You know, when you're a parent, there's nothing you can do. You feel terrible.
Like flight sickness?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
The guy said, he goes, hey, the good news here, she just kind of gets motion sickness a lot. So I am going to be disgusting because I don't care. You can turn the radio off, but it's like splattering on my feet, on my jeans, and I'm like, what is going on?
So this is the ultimate test to see if you get sick.
This
or not.
Is it. So I looked calmly after I had assured the parents that they were fine. I mean, look, there's nothing you could do.
Right.
Felt bad for the little girl. You know, she was embarrassed.
As a kid who's done that, it's a horrible feeling because everybody's staring at you, and it's like, what am I supposed to do?
And the mom is just like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, you're fine. You're good. Everything's good, right? So, and she did a good, she aimed it well down the aisle, right? Didn't get, besides a little splatter. So I look calmly after everybody, the parents got up, took her to the bathroom, and I just calmly look at Andrew, and he just kind of gives me this smile, and I'm like, if that wasn't the most fitting end to this trip, I don't know what would be. So yes, so here we go, Trevor. If I'm not sick this week, then I will have proven the
You're
fact that
I never get sick.
So we'll see how that happens. So that was my trip to Arizona in a nutshell. The only good news with all of that, I hardly spent any money because we literally hardly ate and we didn't really do anything except the Arizona
Cost-effective trip.
That's exactly right. All right. We are going to talk a lot of Illinois, Miami at 4:30. Yes, we're going to make you listen to that. Mikey Dudek at 5:05. But coming up next, McLean Stahl, and I'm stalling him now, and I apologize.
Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Game Day Spirit is in studio to talk about the stadium sale coming up this Saturday. Hey, you can always find us on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can go to TayandPiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at ESPNCU.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Let's roll. It is The Drive.
At the 1955 Rose Bowl, Goodyear began providing stunning aerial coverage of college football, forever changing the way the game is experienced. In recognition of its significant contribution, the Goodyear blimp is being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame as an honorary member. It's the first non-player or coach to ever be inducted. Goodyear is celebrating this honor by reminding you to look forward and make sure you're prepared for the road ahead. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear, more driven.
Ready? Okay. Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an S.
S.
Give me an O.
O.
What's that spell?
So-so.
Are we gonna win?
Not if we play like we cheer.
Just okay is not okay. Whether it's cheerleaders or your wireless network, AT&T is America's best wireless network. Best network based on GWS 1 score, September 2019.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbor's Nursery. You already know that Country Arbor's is the home of the best Fraser Fir Christmas tree in town. And this Saturday, we're also home of Santa Claus. This Saturday is Country Arbor's Christmas open house. We'll have cookies, candy, music, and from 11 to 2:30, we'll have Santa Claus. Yes, Santa Claus will be taking pictures and listening to your holiday wishes. No long lines at Country Arbor's, and he loves dogs. So bring your kids, bring your pets, and get your trees, wreaths, and roping, and free pictures with Santa. If you can't make it Saturday, we're open 7 days a week until we're sold out. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Oh, that sounds like it's got Hans written all over it.
It's gotta be.
It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. And taking Trevor's spot in studio is McLean Stahl, the Monticello grad. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Game Day Spirit this Saturday, the stadium sale. Do I have to be there at like 7 a.m. to start attacking this stuff? Because you guys open early, right? And people are there waiting.
We do open at 9 this year.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, there is definitely going to be a line, you know, as there has been in years past. So I always suggest, you know, get there early. It always helps. You know, we have what we have, and it's first come, first serve, basically. So if, you know, you want to be aggressive,
yep,
it's a good mindset to have for sure.
Well, and I don't say that as a negative, like, oh, don't go. I say that as a positive because there's a lot of great deals. There's a lot of great stuff. And, you know, get out of bed, get over there. And I know you guys do one in the spring. You do one in the I don't know, do we call this winter?
Yeah.
Are we even technically the winter yet? That scares me. So you'll do it at the stadium. So kind of give us all the details. You said it starts at 9. Where do people need to go? Even down to the parking, because I know a lot of people panic about where am I going to park, et cetera.
Yeah, for sure. It's 9 to 1, like I said, this Saturday. Enter through gate 10 on the west side of Memorial Stadium. Should be able to park in the Assembly Hall parking lot, or I apologize, the State Farm Center parking lot, since they don't have anything going on that day. Other than that, that's the main logistics, you know, just walk right up, right across the street, right across Kirby there. Open till 1 o'clock, and, you know, it's gonna be a good time.
Gate 10. I wore 10 in high school, so that'll remind.
Everybody's going to remember that because you wore 10 in high school.
Somebody
right?
will wake up Saturday and go, wait, oh, yeah, go to 10. That's what's
stable. Wore 10 in high school.
It's going to be in the back of their mind.
Well, Clay, good timing with Christmas shopping starting, and what are some items that maybe people can look forward to finding out there?
You know, we really have a healthy mix this year. We always like to say there's something for everybody. So whether it's a sweatshirt or a polo or a t-shirt, you know, we do some bulk t-shirt deals. We also have a lot of youth and infant stuff as well, so that's something that's important for, you know, Christmas shopping, as you said. You know, if you got an Illini fan on your shopping list, you know, no matter how old, you know, we got something for you.
It is amazing, too, how you have to update that stuff. Because it's probably been about 3 years ago where I went to game day and I bought, like, 4 things. And now when I wear them to tailgates, I almost feel like I'm retro. You know, I'm like, oh, boy, I need to go update my stuff. Will there be stuff for stockings?
Yeah,
first of all, the stocking is my favorite thing Christmas morning. It's my favorite. It's got the candy. It's got everything in it. It's my favorite thing to do. And I love loading, like, the stockings down for my kids and such. So I guess there'll be stuff there you can get for that stuff, too.
Yeah, we definitely have some novelties. We also have some, like, really cool Christmas ornaments, as
sweet.
You said, that's coming around. So I think those are, like, one of my favorite things that we got this year.
And this will be, I mean, you guys have, I know I've been there a few times. You guys have plenty of people working. So I know we talk about how there might be a little line to get in, but once you get in there, you just go. And you got plenty of people around to help. You got plenty of people to check them out, et cetera, correct?
Exactly, yeah. We're actually adding 2 registers to our line this year, so it'll expedite the process even more and make it, hopefully cut down on the waiting time for everybody.
What's been one of the biggest items selling? Is it mainly pullovers? Is that the biggest item? Because you get guys like my age that were a little bit overweight, and we like the pullovers, McLean. We like that because it hides stuff.
Right. Yeah, I always say, like, the pullovers, the hoodies, or the crew necks are something that sell really well. You know, I'm always out there on football Saturdays, and, you know, people are always buying them then, especially because, you know, the weather, people come underprepared. But, you know, hoodies and sweatshirts and that kind of stuff are definitely.
Sweet. All right, McLean. So four. I looked at my sheet. You're here at 4:15. So don't get there at 4. You'll be too late. 9 to 1. Enter through gate 10. And did you say west side, east side?
Yep.
West side.
West
okay.
Hall. Yes, sir.
West side of the of Memorial Stadium. And of course, as mentioned, you can park probably right there in the State Farm Center. There'll be plenty of parking there. Just be safe traveling across the road, but it should be fun. I know it's a great thing you guys do, and it should be cool. I'm excited for it.
And I'm sure coming up, they're getting ready for some bowl game attire.
Oh.
Yes, we are. We did a collaboration with the Champagne Room. We have a Champagne is Bowling t-shirt that we put out a couple weeks ago. But we're waiting on that information. I'm sure just like you guys are. And, you know, we're really looking forward to producing some bowl shirts for the first time in 5 years. So it's something that we're really excited about.
See, that would be cool. And I guess once you find out, for instance, if they're going to a certain bowl, then you start printing up those shirts, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. I believe that's the mentality.
I mean, listen, it's been a few years, like you said, so why not grab one of these things? You know, this could be hopefully the start of a lot of bowls here in a row, which would be cool. All right, my friend, McLean Stahl, good stuff, and we'll see you Saturday morning then.
All right, thanks, you guys.
All right, buddy, good stuff. McLean Stahl, game day spirit. Again, 9 to 1. West side, enter through gate 10. It is the Game Day Spirit Stadium sale, and that is going on this Saturday. All right, quick break, come back, talk Illinois, Miami from last night. Pipes was there. I think Trevor was as well. No, I think he was watching it here. We'll talk about it next. It is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Black Friday savings are still at the Home Depot.
You should be too. For up to 40% off appliance special buys, plus up to $600 in extra savings instantly on select appliances. No rebate, no hassle, like a Whirlpool white top mount refrigerator for just $548, over $180 off. Talk about holiday cheer. Black Friday savings still going strong at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through December 5th.
Human Resources Director Fernando Pino has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time. He's completely crushing it. He even has his own hype song.
Supporting our entire workforce. Everyone has different hours, skill sets, and pay grades. Motivating and engaging our people every step of the way.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point. With Mike Golic, Trey Wingo, and Mike Golic Jr.
Doug Marrone announced on Monday that rookie Gardner Minshew is coming back to be the team's starting quarterback. Not just for this week. We're riding this puppy out. He is going to be the starting quarterback for the last month of the season, which means Nick Foles is on the bench.
We know what Nick Foles is. Money-wise, I know it's not an awful contract, but dead money next year's $33 million. I mean, that's going to be a difficult deal if they want to get rid of him and go another route.
I think that we've seen this year that Nick Foles is not what they had hoped. Now, some of that might be the injury. Maybe he was never really healthy.
Right.
We can all explain that. But I think at this point, the season is lost. Doug Marrone, quite frankly, may be gone after this season. Mm-hmm. Why not see if you can recapture a little bit of that Minshew made?
Well, I have no problem with them trying to see what they got.
Correct.
In for the last four,
I totally
four
agree.
Five.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
Was the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Come to the Home Depot and you'll still get Black Friday savings of up to 40% on appliance special buys. But why stop there? You'll also get an extra $50 in instant savings on any Samsung top load laundry pair. If you're ready to clean up on Samsung laundry, the only place you should stop is here. Black Friday savings, still going strong at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, while supplies last. Gas, drive, extra, see store for details, valid through December 5th.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
He had a phantom zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Welcome back to CUTV. We are the power couple of Balzer Upper. In the kitchen, Jessana, we are seeing so many wonderful Dynasty cabinets and American granite countertops from Luther Falls. This kitchen is beautiful.
That's not even getting to the bathroom, Chop. Luther Falls does amazing work. The bathroom has all the amenities and beauty this house deserves. Some awesome tiles, amazing new tubs and showers.
Luther Falls has all the cabinet colors and options. They make renovations so easy.
You're in the Bloomington or Champaign area, contact Luther Falls immediately or their website, lutherfalls.com. Financing now available.
Make it Rosati's for lunch or dinner. Come see me and the crew at 701 South Gregory and take advantage of our great weekly specials. Every Monday, we do thin crust pizzas for half price after 4 o'clock. Tuesday, we're serving up meats and veggie slices for lunch. The whole hub day is my favorite. Italian beef, fries, and a drink. Special at lunch. Thursday, you save on soda. And Friday, we're frying. Two-piece fried chicken, fries and drink, lunch only. Make today's lunch or dinner a special one at Rosati's, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
Aw,
It's a BB gun.
What's wrong, Ralphie? It looks like there are two more gifts over there. Open them.
It's a moving truck. It's two professional movers. Wow! I got two men in a truck for Christmas. Now we don't have to deal with moving in the winter on our own. This is the best Christmas ever.
Get your holidays moving stress-free. Go to twomenchampagne.com to start your free estimate.
Full-size moving trucks will not fit under most Christmas trees. Movers and trucks are not sold separately.
Wednesday, December 4th, will you be there live for the first ever nationally televised professional wrestling event in Champaign? AEW Dynamite is coming to the State Farm Center at the University of Illinois. See Chris Jericho, Cody, John Moxley, Kenny Omega, Nyla Rose, Rhea, Hangman Page, the Young Bucks, and the athletes of All Elite Wrestling Live. AEW Dynamite is coming to the State Farm Center at the University of Illinois Live. Tickets are on sale now and start at $20. Special student ticket prices are also available. Go to AEWTix.com.
Going bowling.
The Fighting Illini are going to a bowl game, and Duncan Piaz and Stevie J Travel want to send you there. You can win a trip for two to the Illinois bowl game, wherever that might be, and we'll even include a year's worth of coffee from Duncan valued at $400. Keep listening as to when you can register at Piaz Sports Bar and Grill and Duncan, both on West Springfield. Then be listening Monday morning, December 16th, when we announce the winner. You could be going to watch the Illini go bowling from Piaz, Duncan, and Stevie J Travel.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
ESPN Radio 93.5. Latte, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise back in studio. We just basically sat the big man down, McLean Stahl, and brought in a guard with Trevor. Trevor, that's nothing to be ashamed about.
No, it's fine.
Because you're like 6'2", aren't you?
6'3".
6'3".
But he's like, I mean, he's got...
He's like 6'6".
Yeah, he's got a bit on me there.
And Pipe, what are you?
6'2", 6'3", in between.
Just never mind. Let me live over here in my 6 foot maybe range. I think I used to be 6 foot and a half. Now
we've
I'm
all
like,
got almost a foot on Chris Likes.
I know. I'm the Chris Likes of the room. No, I'm not. I wish. All right. Illinois, last night, they fall 81-79 to Miami. They were down 27. They lose by two. Everybody knows. Everybody watched or listened. Io, in the last seconds, tried to tie the game by driving to the basket, and of course, Like steps over, takes the charge. I think
could
it's
have won it.
I think
it was there down
oh,
one.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I think it was the right call. Number
it
one,
was. It was the correct call.
I think Like's got over there in plenty of time. Can I ask about that, and then we'll go backwards?
Yep.
So on that play, is it me that was just sitting there like go?
Yeah, I walked it up. He got the ball with 13 seconds left, and he's still standing near the logo with six to go, and this is a team that came into the game ranking number one in offensive rebounding percentage. Get a shot on the rim.
Right. You have to. You have to. Because, I mean, now, if it's a tie game, obviously, you do exactly what Io did.
Hold for the last shot.
Yeah. You hold for the last shot. But in a game you're down one, I remember sitting there, I'm like, where's the urgency? I was talking to myself. I'm like, where is the urgency here? Go!
There's no timeout to use either.
No.
Thunder had to burn all of them. Literally all of them in the first half.
What, okay. Trevor, you just jump in when you want. I'm just gonna start. And I don't really want to make this a question and answer, you know, cause I don't want to just fire off questions.
No, we all got thoughts. We all watched the game.
Yeah, obviously we all have thoughts. I thought Underwood last night in the first half did about everything he could do in terms of what you just said about taking timeouts, in terms of trying to stop momentum, switching up defenses. And I mean, I don't know. I think there'd be a few of us over here that say, well, they were just unconscious, and they were. I mean, I think they were shooting like 70% at one point from deep. And then there's the majority that would say our defense is not good. It didn't get any better. I mean, when you're watching that first half, what are you guys thinking? Because I remember, here's the thought I had. They were down like 10, timeout. Then they were down like 15, timeout. And the whole time in my mind going, all right, well, you're at home. It's Miami. And here's the other thing, and then I'm going to shut up. I actually went into this game thinking, I hope, you know, I saw the last two scores that Miami played with UConn getting beat 80-55 or whatever and getting blown out by, I can't remember who else.
UConn and Florida.
And Florida. So I literally went into the game saying, well, I kind of hope it's anywhere of a game to watch. You know, I don't, Illinois might just come out and blow them out. And then, you know, maybe not get the test we hope for Michigan and Maryland. Well, the next thing you know, then all of a sudden they're down 20. And in my mind, I'm still sitting there saying, well, you're at home. It's Miami. They're not going to continue to shoot like this. We should be able to pick it up. Illinois will be fine. But then when it gets to 27, you start doing common math, Derek, going, you're not going to have enough time to get back in this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And we knew that Miami had come into the season. The profile is start fast. And essentially self-destruct at some point during the game. They're on the wrong side of a 17-0 run against Florida. Where they didn't score for 5 minutes. The second half, they didn't score for 7 minutes. So essentially the idea was when Miami gets hot, you got to have answers. You got to be able to stop it. And then you got to be able to take advantage when, number one, you got to get stops to make them not score. And then you got to go on some runs of your own. The thing was for Illinois is that they couldn't respond. Iowa didn't score until it was 35-14.
That was weird.
That was his first bucket.
That was weird.
And then where's the emotional leadership? Where is Andres getting in guys' face or Io or just someone taking over and say, hey, this isn't going to happen on our home court.
Yeah.
This is a game that I said on the radio yesterday, a tournament team wins that game.
Yeah. Oh, there's no doubt. And fair or not, I guarantee you the majority of us are sitting there going, Io, if you're a guy that's going to play at the next level, you have to, at some point, understand when you need to take over a game. Simple as that. Now, whether or not he can.
Yeah, that's the hard balance, because I think there are times where he tries to take over, and he plays hero ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he's taking some bad shots, and he's in the half court, had a hard time going by people, and he gets his shot blocked a lot around the rim. He's not drawing fouls, because you don't have to foul him.
Yeah.
His vertical jump off the ground looks like a couple inches.
I agree. I totally agree. Trevor, I'll say this to you, and I never question effort. I never question effort. But I question, like, the mentality of this team, and here's what I mean. Last year, this team won 12 games. And sometimes, like, especially early on in that game, I look at it and I think to myself, I think they, like, almost like I was, maybe I'm part of the problem here and thinking, oh, that's fine. It's college basketball. It's game of runs. You'll be fine. You'll come back in this thing. But I almost think they started that game last night, Illinois, in the sense of, we got time, we're good. And there's not that, like, desperation urgency early on.
Well, they seem to have think that they've earned something, and I don't know what it is that they, I mean, I guess they read Andy Katz's articles and got too high off of them, because they haven't earned anything. They just lost the most games of this program's history last year. So I don't know where it's not a huge deal, but just like the Allen thing where he just kind of cheap shots, like where is that coming from? Like, why is there this brash Lucas Johnson cockiness when you're playing like Jalen Tate and not Lucas Johnson?
That's
like,
fair.
I don't understand where that's coming. Like, they're acting like they're the flying Illini out there, and then they can't beat anybody.
Mm-hmm. Smiling and clapping during that stretch when you're down 18.
Yeah. And that, listen, that sends an image out.
And your two flattest first halves were after 7 days of rest before Hawaii and 8 days of rest before this game. I don't know what it is about this team and this group, but there's no leadership, and there's this strange, brash cockiness that I'm sensing, at least. Maybe now it's a good check after last night that they won't come out like that again, but it feels to me like they think they've earned something, but they haven't yet.
I like what you said about that. Like, now all of a sudden they can regroup or something, and I know where you're getting at, because I thought the same thing, but then I started thinking, you don't have that ability. You don't have that luxury, not ability. You have the ability. You don't have the luxury now, because you just got handed a bad loss. And I know after watching Miami last night, people are going to say, well, hold on a second. They're going to be pretty good. Well, they just got blown out by two guys, by UConn and Florida.
They're not going to be good.
They're not going to be good.
Don't do that. I mean, I've seen too many times where they lose to Georgia Tech in Georgia, and somebody goes, well, Georgia Tech could. No.
It's the Georgetown game of last year. It's the Wake Forest game of a few years ago.
Well, look at the Maryland game his first year, and then look at this game last night and tell me what's changed. Nothing.
Bad shoot around, down 19 at halftime, come back, rally, and not be able
make
to close.
Make a bad play at the end of the game. Nothing's changed.
No.
Except the talent level has greatly risen. And the result is the same. And I don't know whether I appreciate or don't appreciate Underwood and the players coming out after the game and saying that we had no idea what we were doing. The players were lost in practice. It was a terrible practice. They didn't know the answers to my questions. Because that is concerning to me.
It is.
And I don't know. I know Brett was on Jeremy's show and he said, I don't know if I'd prefer that they just lie and say that it was a tough game even though they had a good practice. I guess I appreciate the honesty, but that is concerning to me.
Yeah.
That you're in year three and Underwood's looking around asking a question and everyone's just shrugging.
Right.
Because at the beginning of the season at the banquet I went to, he point blank told us that he's no longer having to coach effort. He's having to coach game plan, and that's just not true right now.
Mm. Was it you, Derek, or Jeremy that wrote about leadership?
I did.
Okay, that was you. And, I subscribe. That's what they could do, IlliniEnquirer.com.
Thank you.
I thought that last night too, watching the game. I'm like, I'm not sure who the leader is. I would assume if you made me put $100 on it, I'd say Andres Feliz. But I don't know. And sometimes we overblow leadership. I think sometimes we take that and we just say, well, if we had a leader, well, sometimes you just don't. You know, sometimes it happens. And maybe we worry about it, or maybe that's a built-in excuse we use as fans to say, well, they don't have a leader. So this, you know, that 27 point, getting down 27. But that was the thing that was alarming to me last night, in the sense of, as they were going on that run, it was almost like Illinois was just taking it. They were just taking it, and they did. But they just took it instead of somebody. I mean, like you talked about Alan Griffin with what he did. And I'm with you on that, like with the brashness.
I thought he actually had a pretty good game, though.
Well, yeah, he did.
And he was the one who finally broke that run by hitting a three.
But I actually kind of liked a little bit about what he did, because I'm like, all right, there's a little fight in him now.
I think he and DeMonte were the best players on the court last night.
Yeah.
Because DeMonte came in and energized them the entire game. I mean, he had putbacks. He had grabbed rebounds. Allen had a block.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the only two guys I could count on from tip-off to the end of the game.
It's just there's some strange things that occur, like the one play where it seemed like Iowa could have taken it to the hole. He kicks out. Feliz is open from – or Feliz is not open. It's a corner three that he has to take, guarded, and he airballs it. And you could just tell when he shot it. I mean, as soon as the pass went to Feliz in the corner, I was like, oh. I'm like, that's the best shot. And late in that game, Iowa came down on a fast break and didn't go to the rim. And I was like, well, that's your game. If there's one thing Iowa has shown this year – it's him getting to the hoop in those kind of situations, and he didn't there. And I apologize. I just didn't. I mean, I watched it, but I just wasn't sitting there taking notes as to know what the situation was. Well, but little things like that just frustrate you.
Trent Frazier's also 4 or 5 from three, and he doesn't take a shot. He tried to in the last 2 minutes, got fouled. But other than that, he had 2 free throws in the last 13 minutes.
Trent's 4 for 5 from three, doesn't take a shot in the last 13 minutes of the game.
So whose fault is that?
I'm asking Trent did pass up some looks. I think his assertiveness could have been better. At the same time, I think Illinois could have done some things to try to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And that was a moment down the stretch where Io and Andres trying to take over. And I think the thing about Io with the ball in his hands is Io's going to get his. I think Andres has a better feel for being able to make a pass when it's there.
Agree.
And that's also just scheming offensively within what they're doing. And they're not there. They've had so much time together, too. That's team has been together since June. They had extra practices because of Italy. Who cares if Kofi and Feliz weren't over there? They didn't play anybody until the last two games.
Right.
And you're sitting here in December, and this spread offense looks awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to people. I talked to a coach who's not at Illinois and said the fact that they're running spread with Georgie and Kofi in the court at the same time just makes no sense, because no one's guarding Georgie on the perimeter.
Right.
So you got to, number one, stagger those probably. Make adjustments to what you're doing. Their offense is a lot better if they just went simple, high ball screen, get Io down the hill, Feliz downhill. I don't know. There's just so many different things they need to tweak.
Jeremy said this morning that there's a lot of experimenting going on, which I agree with. But the point is, we're in December.
Right.
And you've had since June. Why are we experimenting?
Right.
Like why does it feel like things are being thrown out there to test how it works? This should not be the point where you're testing how things work.
And it shouldn't be that you add a 5-star stud like Kofi, who has absolutely played like one of the best big men in the country, and you can't figure out how to play with him. It shouldn't be like that. I mean, this is where...
I mean, that's on Underwood to figure that out.
Exactly. Right?
So he's been your one consistent on offense.
He's been unbelievable.
Right. But the defense isn't working, whether it's pack line, they went to zone. Like, it's not working.
No.
Yeah, Kofi got roasted in ball screens last night.
Kofi had 4 rebounds against a team that he should have grabbed 20.
Yeah.
Big time.
That was... We talked all offseason. How is Kofi to defend? You put him in ball screens, and last night showed you how you exploit Illinois, which is nothing new. Teams have done it in the past. and likes what he was able to accomplish, then they're going to face Anthony Cowan, who's maybe not just as quick, but he's darn quick, maybe the quickest in the Big Ten.
I think he's as quick as I've ever seen.
Yeah, and then after that, you have Xavier Simpson, and you can pick and pop him with John Teske, and Michigan has shooters.
And Kofi's coming out to like 30 feet and fouling a guy. Yeah. Okay. I feel like this is like freshman year Myers Leonard again. Like, get your butt down there.
I'm glad you said
that. Why are you coming out to half court and fouling a guy?
Lucas kept saying that last night. He's like, can you explain to me why Kofi is 30 feet from the basket?
And I don't know how much of this is Kofi, or maybe he was cramping, or but he doesn't play the last 6 minutes of the game in that crucial stretch. Maybe that was to open things up, whatever.
You couldn't get stops with him.
No.
Right. You couldn't. You ran out. All it was you bring the big man up, and Kofi's going to follow. And when he did sit back, Likes just had a quick angle and was hitting that pull-up free-throw line jumper all day long.
But the point is, if you're down two to Michigan with the under four timeout and Kofi doesn't come back in the game again, I don't like that because he's your best player.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I mean, I understand that they're exposing him defensively, but I don't like the fact that the only piece that you have been able to rely on is having to sit out the last 6 minutes of a game because even he has been a liability on one end of the floor.
It's the 10 years almost that we've done this show. There's been so many times where I've been angry and happy, and I'm just confused. I think that's the right word for this right now with this team. I'm confused. They played toe-to-toe with Arizona for three quarters of that game, and then it just turned into Arizona just absolutely blew them out. And then last night, you know, then you play some teams in between. You know, you struggle a little bit with a couple of teams, but then you blow out a few teams that obviously aren't not good. And then you come out last night against Miami knowing that your strength of schedule is not the best. Non-conference. I know the Big Ten right now has three teams in the top,
Top six, and none are Michigan State, who will probably be back in that range at some point.
So obviously, when we think that the Big Ten's down a little bit, maybe it's not. And obviously, Michigan is just, I'm like, what? I can't figure that out. I cannot figure that out. It's almost like I can't figure out how Michigan can be that good, and I can't figure out how Illinois can lose to Miami at home. It's one and the same there. I'm so confused, and it goes back to that word. I'm so confused as to what, like last night, what was I watching? I'm like, you have to turn the table. You have to turn. Something has to happen. Illinois football, it happened a little bit with the Wisconsin game, and all of a sudden, they won four straight. They got confidence. We started talking about how built-in confidence can do that for you. Something has to turn for this team, this basketball team.
This team's already acting like it happened, though.
Yeah, and that's fair.
And I don't understand that.
And the turnovers early on. I think I tweeted out something like, I don't know what the record is for most turnovers, but we're about ready to shatter it. That to me, like if you wanted me, if the season ended today and somebody came up to me 10 years from now and said, do you remember that third year with Underwood when you had Io and Trent? The thing I would remember the most is turnovers. When you are looking out there with three good guards, and you are throwing. Who have played together, and you're just throwing the ball away.
Passing has been horrible. I tweeted earlier that they're just playing dumb.
Yeah.
I think this is a dumb team, and that's not like calling anyone specifically dumb, but I think this team as a group is dumb right
Basketball
now.
Basketball dumb.
Yes.
When it comes to.
And I don't understand why, because you only added one piece who is now your key cog in Kofi. I don't understand why this team is playing so dumb.
You're also getting a taste of what teams are going to do defensively. Miami cheated hard on the drive in the lane, got hands on the ball when Trent Frazier was going in. They're going to make this team shoot threes because they don't have enough shooters.
Yep.
And on the other end, you're running under screens and leaving these guys that are knocking down threes open.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce the guy's name, but several times Trent went under the screen,
right,
and he had an open three, and I'm going, no. I mean, read the scouting report.
Right. And listen.
That's why I say it's dumb is what I mean.
And you're right. Larrañaga last night was excellent. There was a point.
You shouldn't feel like you're getting outcoached by Jim Larrañaga in year three.
And he was,
but you're right.
He was incredible. There were a few times last night, like before the end of the half, Illinois started making a run. He immediately slowed that game down, slowed it down to a crawl. And you could just tell, and I'm watching the game and I'm like, that was an unbelievable move by a veteran coach. This is not me yelling at Brad Underwood right now. I'm not comparing and contrasting here. I'm just saying Larrañaga, I thought, made some moves last night. Illinois starts getting hot. He goes to his zone. And I know Illinois has done that. You know, with Brad Underwood has tried that plenty of times, going to his zone to try to stop a run. But I just thought Larrañaga was incredible last night. I thought he was what he did is he John Beeline'd you last night, essentially, is the way I felt when I was watching that game. But again, I go back to confused. I'm so confused that a team can have three guards that each one of these guards individually could be an all Big Ten player. And yet together, Illinois is like 250th or worse in assisted turnover ratio in the country. And that's just the start. And I think this team could do a lot of good things still. I think this team could shock Michigan. I think they could beat Michigan here. But I sit there and I watch him lose to Miami, and I'm thinking to myself, you can't put that loss on your schedule right now and in March be a bubble team, because that loss is going to sting you. But again, it goes back. I'm confused by so many things, and maybe it does come down to Underwood. And, you know, maybe these guys are turning the ball over because they're not comfortable in this offense. So figure out an offense that they're comfortable in.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, the team's 6-2, and I'm yelling like they're 2-6.
Right, but you've only played two real challenges, and you lost both of
those. That's a good point.
Grand Canyon doesn't matter. Grand Canyon has lost to Davenport and Valpo and Fordham and Purdue-Fort Wayne. And now you have Maryland and Michigan, and the fear is that you're going to lose those two games, be 0-2 in the Big Ten, and not have a quality non-conference. Mm. Now you've got to play from behind a little bit.
Yep.
But you said it right there. There's so much individual talent, especially in the starting five, which now the talk is going to be you got to maybe change your starting five because there are like pieces.
Yeah.
Georgie and Kofi are post players.
Yep.
You can't play Georgie at the four. He can't guard fours. He's not going to act as a four in a spread offense. And then Andres and Io are downhill in transition or getting to the rim guys, but they don't shoot the three well.
Nope.
So how do you complement that? Your bench outside of Allen, I know DeMonte gave you some good, the bench isn't very good.
Nope.
And Underwood, we thought, and I went back to this, I talked about this with Adam Miller, has brought in talent at a level we did not expect, especially through 3 years. But making it the sum better than the parts was what we thought Underwood would do because he's such a good coach.
Yep.
That's how it was hyped. We haven't seen that.
No, that's a great point. You have Alan Griffin can shoot, but you have one, when I say elite, you have one guy that other team's game plan against shooting a three, and that's Trent Frazier.
Yeah.
And you look at a team like Miami, who is not a very good team, and they had two guys minimum. And you watch when you get into Big Ten play, almost every team will have two guys that can shoot. And I've harped about this for years, why you cannot find a guy that can sit outside and shoot the basketball like Corey Bradford or Sean Harrington.
Well, and if you have, they haven't been
DJ
good
Richardson.
Enough.
DJ Richardson.
Right. I mean, you've had Jalen Coleman-Lands, but he didn't really develop. I mean, Aaron Jordan was good, but he wasn't that consistent from that
Jamar
spot.
Smith, you know, with the unfortunate that happened there. I think he was going to go down as one of the best shooters in Illinois history, and then that happened.
I think Ted's supposed to be one of those guys.
Yeah, and that was going to be my next question.
Because you can't bring a Kipper. I mean, I know you have to for a warm body, but he comes in the midst of a 16-2 run, bricks a three, and then commits an offensive foul.
Right.
I mean, he is Tom Hanks in Castaway levels lost right now. I mean, I don't even know. If you watch his shooting motion, it looks like someone's hitting him with a stick in the stomach halfway through a shot. I do not understand Kipper Nichols as a basketball player.
You're just firing out analogies. So I've got one for you. He looks like the guy. You know how we all have a buddy that has the 16-year-old pickup truck that he just values, even if it's beat up. It's his truck. It looks like that truck trying to get on the interstate and immediately go from 0 to 70. And it's just
lots of stuttering.
Right. Like when you get on that interstate, you better have a good running. You better be running along off that.
Hit the ground running.
Yeah, exactly. And that I do sense that with Kipper sometimes to where he comes out and it's almost like the game's too fast for him at that moment. And then if he plays a while and he kind of catches back up. But it's like...
No, you're right. I mean, it looks like if you take a shot in 2K and hold the button too long.
Right, exactly.
Like, why? What is he doing?
Trent
is 4 for 5 from 3 last night. He doesn't take a shot in the last 13 minutes of the game.
That makes no sense.
Io appears for the last 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
Earth to Georgie. Are you there?
Right.
Hello?
Right.
Some of the worst defense I've ever seen from him last night.
Yeah.
He hasn't been good defensively all year.
He's not. Hell, he hasn't.
And here's the point on shoving guys, like, stop!
I actually liked that.
The point on defense is interesting is this Miami shot almost 60% from the field. And that was what teams were doing to you last year.
Yeah.
But you actually turned them over.
Right. Oh,
Miami
good call.
Had 11 turnovers last night. Wow. How'd you beat Maryland last year at Madison Square Garden? You turned them over 24 times.
Right. With the turnovers, you give up the shooting percentage to get the turnovers. Last night, you didn't get anything. You just gave up the shooting percentage.
Exactly.
And Underwood's sitting there going, well, you guys moaned and complained.
No, it's true.
You moaned and complained because we were turning guys over, but we were giving up layups. Now we go more pack line, and now you're moaning and complaining because teams are shooting
60%. Why is he succumbing to what we want?
Is there a chance that we have five? Is there a chance that Illinois has seven guys that do not know how to play defense? Is there a chance that when Illinois evaluates players, you almost need that Kramer kid from Purdue. You know, you almost need that one kid that's got that mentality, and Frazier can show that. I mean, I don't care who you are, you're going to have a hard time guarding that Likes. He's so fast.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing I got all fired up about last night.
Well, it was shades of Shane Larkin for me.
It was.
I hate Miami. This decade has been so annoying.
I tweeted it out. I immediately had Lewis Jackson thoughts in my head, or Tyler Ulis when
Keon
we didn't want
Johnson
him.
Keon Johnson from Winthrop.
Keon Johnson. I'm like, why can't we get that little guy that can just is unstoppable? Because they penetrate, kick. Hopefully Curbelo will be that guy. Although he's 6 foot.
But he's not little.
No, he's not little at all. We got to take a break. We got to just take a break, and we need to just calm down.
That really bothered me.
A lot of angles you can hit this.
Well, that really bothered me.
And we're going to hit more at 5:30, I promise. But, again, that's the word for me is just confused, because I sat there. When that game ended last night, I got back to the hotel room. Andrew goes to sleep. I can't because I'm wound up from all get out watching that thing, you know, yelling words I can't say on the radio. And I'm like, how would you describe that tomorrow on the radio? And I'm like, I don't want to. I don't know.
You're confused. I'm alarmed.
You're alarmed. I'm confused. Derek, you got anything?
Stunned.
Stunned. That's another good one. Alarm, confused, stunned. What are you? 359-2255. What's one word to describe how you feel right now about Illinois basketball? 6-2. A chance to at least split with Maryland and Michigan, and you're feeling good again.
Better hope.
You got to hope. Is it Maryland first, then Michigan, right?
Maryland this weekend in College Park.
Yuck.
Michigan next Wednesday.
Yuck. I was watching.
And I wouldn't
I'll
count,
be there in College Park, by the way.
I wouldn't count Old Dominion 3 days later as an automatic win either.
Yeah. I was watching Maryland play. The good news about having a kid sick in a hotel room, well, you get to watch a lot of the holiday hoop. And I was watching Maryland against Marquette and how they just absolutely shut Marcus Howard, especially early on. They're so quick. And they're I got to get
to that's a positive sign.
I was watching them, and I'm watching them going, how are they so athletic? At every spot, they're so athletic. And I'm like, man. It just scared me thinking ahead. It scared me thinking ahead. Okay, Mikey Dudek. Hey, we're going to talk about Illinois football losing to Northwestern. I wasn't in on that conversation yesterday with you guys, and I'm fine with that.
I'm absolutely fine. Athletes Thanksgiving dinner this past week because
I don't know. Well,
apparently they both decided they couldn't show up.
Yeah, Lucas served it and everybody got sick. I'm kidding, Lucas. It was excellent. We got to take a break. Yes, sir.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.